The time is 16 minutes to nine. We've been hearing throughout the programme this morning complaints that women are being excluded from senior roles as surgeons, a culture of sexism in the operating theatre. We can talk now to Claire Marks, who's president of the Royal College of Surgeons and is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you agree that there is a problem here?
I think that women who have come through the career to date have been very alone. Only about 11% of consultants are currently women in surgery. And in a very competitive and demanding career, I can understand the reasons why that might have been. But what we have to make sure is that given that we now have 55% of all women medical students, we will be able to attract those medical students into a career in surgery and try and redress some of the balance that we see, imbalance that we see at the moment.
What do you think causes that imbalance?
There are multiple reasons. One of them, we know from some of the research that's been done, is that women still don't see themselves as fitting into that career. And in part, that's because there haven't been visible leaders who have been able to show that it is possible to do that. And I hope that I, as president, and the six members of my council, and many of the wonderful surgeons like Jyoti, who are already consultants.
Yes, she was the person we talked to earlier.
Indeed. And people that have made it their career in surgery will show that it is a wonderful career for women. But there are other issues, and that is that very often the decisions women have to make are made around about the time they're also making decisions about their families and or having families. And the career needs to be able to accommodate for that, and certainly the contracts that we have need to accommodate for that.
That's a really interesting point, isn't it? Because it does involve moving around, doesn't it, becoming a surgeon. You've got to go and qualify in various places. You've got to do quite a lot of time, actually, haven't you, in that process?
The career pathway is extremely protracted at the moment, and there are some suggestions that in the future those pathways might be rationalised and that in itself produces its own challenges. But that's the same for men and for women, and I think that men are also finding career pathways in surgery quite difficult.
It's also the case, isn't it, that there is an imbalance in the other direction. I mean, someone has written into us, a consultant, to point out that in obstetrics and gynaecology and paediatrics as well, there's a big imbalance with men in the minority. I mean, I just wondered, does it matter? Perhaps we're obsessing over something that really doesn't, provided it's not rampant sexism. People make their choices and they should be free to make their choices.
Indeed they do, but there is a societal issue, and I've certainly been the recipient of a patient who, when I went to explain a very complex operation at the end of it all, asked me when the surgeon was coming to see them. So that sort of...
I hope you still treated them well.
Indeed.
They're not still with us.
It's something that we as a society have got to accept, that people will make their choices, and women, just as men, can do anything that they wish to, as long as they're able to access the free support of their colleagues. And that's a really big issue if you don't have many women at the top, because the people who are going to have to support the women are going to have to be the men. And we know that it's really important for men and women to be champions of their junior staff and to encourage and nurture them in their careers.
Claire Marks, President of the Royal College of Surgeons, thanks very much.